Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Columbus Day, ladies and gentlemen. And we celebrate that here in the United States. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things that will help you with your small business, including the work that Ken Davis has deposited with us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust. Kenneth C. Davis is our guest and our good friend. He's helping us celebrate and educate us on this man, Columbus, Christopher Columbus, and Christopher Colombo, I guess he would have been called in those days. His book, the 20th anniversary edition of the New York Times bestseller, Don't Know Much About History, is out right now, Ken. Congratulations again on that. Tell the audience where they can find that, please.
Thank you. It's in the stores now, Don't Know Much About History. You can also go to my website. I don't sell anything there, just informational, don'tknowmuch.com, and give you a link to find the book, Don't Know Much About History, or some of the other books.
It's a very ironic title for his website, folks, because he actually knows an awful lot. Ken,
it doesn't say I don't know much about history.
Hey, Ken, we talked in the previous segment about the history of Columbus Day, and you gave us a little bit of a history of the origins of how Columbus got started coming over to the Western Hemisphere. He didn't actually land on the continents, as you said, but he landed in the islands. But talk to us about some of the, there's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of myths out there, but there's also a lot of controversy. And you touched on it a little bit in the previous segment about whether what happened, it was a good thing in some ways, but a lot of people paid a heavy price for what we have right now in this hemisphere.
It's an enormous price, and we can't either take it lightly or overlook it, and that's certainly what we did for a very long time in America, and celebrating this as a kind of patriotic moment, the foundation of the beginning of the European arrival in America. It really did mark the end of an entire civilization. And partly, as I mentioned, it was due to disease being introduced into a part of the world where there had never been smallpox before.
Right.
For instance, that was one of the major killers.
It could have just been the flu. I mean, even a common cold would have decimated some people. I mean,
But on the other hand, there was a very calculated and ruthless part of the story as well. Columbus came looking for one thing, essentially. He was looking for gold. He misnamed these people Indians because he thought he was in the Indies somewhere,
right.
The East Indies. He misnamed them Indians, and he really sets them to digging for gold, and he did it under the harshest conditions, what we would think
and,
of it.
And there really wasn't any gold
when
they were
labor.
Digging, was there?
There was very little, sparse amounts of gold.
I mean, the islands aren't known for their gold deposits, are they?
No, they're not. And he would set quotas, and if they didn't come up with enough, they would lose a hand. And if they didn't lose enough after that. And then there was also the element of forced conversion to Catholicism. So it was a very ruthless time. In fact, Columbus, after the third voyage, it got so bad, the mismanagement of the colonies and the harsh treatment of the Native Americans in the islands, that Columbus was actually taken back to Spain in chains. He was arrested. And the king kind of takes it easy on him, restores his titles, even gives him a ship to make one more. But he had been taken back to Spain under arrest, and had to stand trial for the mismanagement and the ruthlessness that he was using. And this wasn't something that historians came up with long afterwards. This was a Spanish priest at the time saying, we can't treat these people this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And of course, he made one more voyage. He made a fourth voyage.
He made the four voyages. The The third one is kind of interesting. I have to I'll tell you this one quickly. You probably never heard this one, but you always heard Columbus proved the world was round. Well, every educated person already knew that. The Greeks had proven it with geometry 1,500 years earlier. Columbus is off the coast of South America near Venezuela. That's what we know now. And he sees a river rushing out, and he writes in his logbook, this river must come from a high place on the earth because it's coming out so fast. Mm-hmm. And he says, I realize that the earth is not round. That stopped me. It's pear-shaped. So Columbus thought the world was pear-shaped. Then he goes on to say it's like a woman's breath, but maybe that's just a sailor too long at sea.
Yeah,
that's the human side of the story that the textbooks leave out. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, I had not heard the pear-shaped story. That's very
the which story?
I hadn't heard the pear-shaped story.
Yeah, well, it's, and in fact, the Earth is slightly pear-shaped, not to the degree that Columbus had it, but when we once we got the pictures, you know, there's a little bit of a, it's not a perfectly round.
Well, I've seen pictures of the Earth from the space. Ken, I see more of an apple. I don't see pear. I see cantaloupe, not pear. That's what I see, not an apple, a cantaloupe.
Well, it wasn't quite pear, it wasn't quite apple, but it certainly wasn't basketball.
Happy Columbus Day, happy Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you prefer today. I'm not going to get all worked up about either one of them. I'm just glad I'm here. I'm glad you're here too, Ken. Thanks for being here. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen, don't know much about history. It's the 20th anniversary, updated, revised, expanded. It's a great book. I have my copy right here. Check it out wherever books are sold. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news, 29 after. Stay with me.
I can't define. Old Cajun's blood, swagger's blood to your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.